Hello everyone, welcome, and thank you for attending today's telephone town hall on ODOT's 5310 program and coordination plan development. My name is Matthew Long, and I'm a consultant with WSP hired by Oklahoma Department of Transportation, a team with them on the 5310 program efforts. Let's do some housekeeping items before we dive into the objective of this telephone town hall. First and foremost, if you are driving, please, please use all safety precautions, follow all local laws, and please be hands-free on this call. And for everyone on this call, if you get disconnected, please call us back at 877-229-8493 and use PIN number 119-859 to be reconnected. Again, that is 877-229-8493 and PIN number 119-859. Also, you can press star 3 at any time during this town hall to submit questions to the panel that may be selected for you to ask live with ODOT staff later in the town hall. Please also note that this telephone town hall is being recorded, and you will be able to access the recording on ODOT's website in the days to come. So to recap, if disconnected, call back at 877-229-8493 with PIN 119-859. Use star 3 to submit questions at any time. And also, you can always visit ODOT.org for more information on public transit programs, including the 5310 program we are discussing today. You know, in the past, these types of public meetings, these conversations and discussions, they would be in person, live with everyone in a room going through a PowerPoint presentation. That simply is not the case right now in today's environment. So rather than having to drive to a Tuesday evening meeting at the library, here is an opportunity for you to hear about a program and provide your input at the convenience of your phone. This town hall has two major objectives. One is to provide you a brief introduction to the 5310 program, and two is to get information from you on transportation topics you may or may not know about so that ODOT can gather as much public input and in the safest and most efficient way possible right now, that we can develop a regional transportation coordination plan in your region using your local knowledge and priorities in terms of transportation for seniors and people with disabilities. We'll be asking you about current transportation services, gaps and unmet needs, and recommendations to expand mobility services, again, concentrating on the 5310 target population, that being older adults age 65 and older, and individuals with disabilities. ODOT is hosting four town halls, one town hall for each of the four 5310 coordination regions. This town hall is geared toward people and organizations living and operating in ODOT's Transportation Coordination Region 4. A map of the regions can be found on ODOT's website. Region 4 is the south and east part of the state, basically south of Tulsa and east of Oklahoma City. So I've probably said 5310 already a few times without much background on what that means. 5310 is simply a number assigned to the federal transit program that directly and specifically addresses the mobility options and transportation needs of seniors and individuals with disabilities. The program title is called Enhanced Mobility of Seniors and Individuals with Disabilities. Here's a quick overview of the 5310 program. Where public transit is unavailable, insufficient, or inappropriate, the program awards grants to organizations and agencies to serve the transportation needs and to improve the mobility of seniors and individuals with disabilities by removing barriers to transportation services and expanding the transportation mobility options available. So the key terms here for this program, They are transportation needs, improve mobility, remove barriers, expand options, seniors, individuals with disabilities. And for those that are just now joining us, welcome to ODOT's Telephone Town Hall on the 5310 Transportation Program and Coordination Plan Development. As a friendly reminder, if you get disconnected, you can call us back at 877-229-8493 and use PIN 119859. Also, as a reminder, use *3 to submit questions at any time during this town hall. And you can also visit ODOT.org for more information on public transit programs, including the 5310 program we're discussing today. Let's jump into a few poll questions to start getting your input. A few simple instructions for the poll. Be patient. The question will be read, and then the choices. Please wait to hear all choices before making your selection. Poll question will be read a second time, as well as the choices. Simply hit your keypad with the appropriate numbered response from 0 to 9. So the first poll question, what is your perspective for today's telephone town hall? Is it from an individual? Hit 1. Or is it from an organization or agency? Press 2. Again, what is your perspective for today's telephone town hall? Hit 1 if you're an individual, or press 2 if you're an organization or agency. I'll give you a few seconds here to press your keypad. I see responses still coming in, so I'll give you a few more seconds. Okay, great. Let's go to poll question number 2. Let me load it up for you all. Second poll question, are you or your agency a current user or provider of 5310 services? 1, yes. 2, no. 3, I don't know. Again, are you or your agency a current user or provider of 5310 services? 1 for yes, 2 for no, 3 for I don't know. Okay, good. It looks like the majority of you are no, you are not a current user or provider, or you don't know if you are a user or a provider. I'm going to give you a few more seconds, as I see only 29 votes. I know we have more participants than this. Okay, so the strong majority of you all are either don't know or are not users or providers of 5310 services. Let's go to the third question. I'm going to queue this one up for you. Next poll question, have you read ODOT's 5310 state management plan? One for yes, two for no, three for I don't know. And it is perfectly okay if you do not know or if you have not read 5310 state management plan. These questions are just giving me a really good idea of who my audience is today, so that I can zone in on what to really discuss and talk about during this town hall. Good, I see a few of you have read and are familiar with the state management plan, but the high majority of you are not. Again, that's perfectly okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go to the fourth poll question. This is similar to the state management plan. Have you read ODOT's 5310 subrecipient application? One for yes, two for no, three for I don't know. And it's looking like it's going to be the same results as the state management plan. Many of you have not looked through the subrecipient application, and that's perfectly okay. Now I'm going to be queuing the fifth poll question, which is really what we're about today. Have you reviewed the draft 5310 regional coordination plan for your region? One is yes, two is no, three is I don't know. Again, have you reviewed the draft 5310 regional coordination plan for your region? One is yes, two is no, three is I don't know. And it's looking like the strong majority of participants on this call have not reviewed the 5310 draft coordination plan for your region. Again, not a problem. ODOT will be working with you and stakeholders to make sure that you are aware of the state management plan, of the subrecipient application, as well as the regional coordination plan for your region in the days and weeks to come. All right, thank you for your responses to those first few poll questions. Your responses help set the stage for what needs to be discussed in today's town hall. There are several documents and plans that ODOT must develop for this program prior to the Federal Transit Administration awarding grant funds to ODOT. One major requirement, and the reason for the town hall today, is the federal program requires ODOT to locally develop a human service transportation coordination plan. Now that's a mouthful. So what is a human services transportation coordination plan? Let's just shorten it and call it the coordination plan. So a coordination plan. It is a process that requires local stakeholders and transit agencies like yourself to coordinate efforts in providing transportation services to seniors and people with disabilities. It is a plan that documents the current local transportation services for this targeted population. It documents the transportation gaps and unmet needs. And it provides recommendations to close those barriers of mobility for seniors and individuals with disabilities. A coordination plan is a living, breathing document, so to speak. It is a guide to help human service agencies and transportation providers coordinate their service. Coordination plan can be updated, revised, changed as the local stakeholders determine, and as new transportation plans and priorities become active and program funds come online. You remember those key program terms we talked about before, the poll questions we asked? Transportation needs, improve mobility, remove barriers, expand options, seniors, individuals with disabilities. The coordination plan hits on all of these terms that the federal 5310 program mentions. And in addition to the federal requirement pushed down to ODOT and the state from the FTA to develop a coordination plan, ODOT also then pushes down requirements to their grantees during the state grant application process. Local applicants to ODOT's 5310 program are required to detail their participation in the development of the coordination plan, as well as detail the transportation gap or unmet need that their grant project is proposing to address. Participation in this town hall and other public input opportunities assist ODOT in developing the local coordination plan and qualifies your organization as participating in the development. And just to be repetitive in case there's any latecomers into the town hall, thank you again for joining us. Welcome to ODOT's telephone town hall on the 5310 transportation program and coordination plan development. Again, as a friendly reminder, if you get disconnected, you can call us back at 877-229-8493 with PIN 119859. You can also use *3 to submit questions to our panel to maybe be answered later in the live format at the end of this town hall. You can also visit ODOT.org for more information on public transit programs, including the 5310 program we are discussing today. So, how about some more poll questions? Let's get some more input from you on the current transportation and human service operations in your area so that we can continue to build your regional coordination plan. Question number 6 for you all. What type of services do you use or does your organization provide? Please listen to all of these choices before making your selection. 1, healthcare. 2, social services. 3, public transportation. 4, transportation for seniors and individuals with disabilities. 5, all of the above. 6, 2 of these choices. 7, 3 or more of these choices. And 8, none of the above. Again, the poll question, what type of services do you use or does your organization provide? 1, healthcare. 2, social services. 3, public transportation. 4, transportation for seniors and individuals with disabilities. 5, all of the above. 6, 2 of these choices, 7, 3 or more of these choices, and 8, none of the above. I'll give you a few seconds to submit your response. We received about 21 responses. I'm just going to wait a few more seconds because I know there's more participants out there. Almost 40% of you that have submitted are all of the above. So you're either providing or utilizing healthcare, social services, public transportation, and transportation for seniors and individuals with disabilities. But about a quarter of you are saying none of the above. Okay, just a few more seconds to get a few more responses. And remember to use *3 if you are selecting none of the above to submit a question or to provide a comment to the panel that we can then bring live later down in the town hall format. Okay, I'm going to queue up the next poll question. What type of transportation service do you use or does your organization provide? One is open door, meaning it's available to the public. Two is closed door, meaning it's only available to members. Three is personal transportation, and four is no transportation. Again, the question, what type of transportation service do you use or does your organization provide? One is open door, available to the public. Two is closed door, available to members only. Three is personal transportation. And four is no transportation. Over half the respondents so far are open door available to the public. But a significant percentage, almost 40%, is saying no transportation. Currently, we have no participants on this town hall that either use or provide closed door available to members only transportation. So a lot of public transportation providers and personal transportation or have no transportation. I'm going to give it a few more seconds for you to submit your response. Okay, I'm going to queue up the next poll question. All right, this poll question. Sorry, my apologies. Just working with some technology for a second. Okay. Poll question number 8. What best describes you or people your agency serves? 1, individual with disabilities. 2, seniors 65 and older. 3, low income. 4, 2 or more of these choices. 5, all of the above. 6, none of these choices. Again, the question is, what best describes you or people your agency serves? Are they 1, individuals with disabilities? 2, seniors 65 and older? 3, low income? 4, 2 or more of these choices? 5, all of the above? Or 6, none of these choices? I'm only seeing a few of you respond to this question, so please do hit your keypad or computer to submit your response, please. The strong majority so far are all of the above, meaning you're describing yourself or the people your agency serves as individuals with disabilities, seniors, as well as low-income individuals. Okay, I'm going to queue up the next poll question. This is going to be poll question number 9 for you all. Is there public transportation available in your area? Pretty straightforward question. 1 is yes. 2 is no. 3 is I don't know. Again, is there public transportation available in your area? 1 is yes. 2 is no. 3 is I don't know. Over half of you are saying, yes, there is public transportation in your area. I'm going to give it a few more seconds to get some additional responses. Okay, great. Over 60% of you are saying, yes, there is public transportation in your area. That's great. All right, again, thank you for all your poll responses. We really appreciate this information, and it's going to help us build these coordination plans for your region. But let's keep going. The next few poll questions are directed toward identifying transportation gaps and unmet needs for seniors and individuals with disabilities. I'm going to queue up the next poll question for you all to see. There are a number of responses here, so please do wait for me to read through all 8 responses before selecting your response. The question, if you or your organization's clients do not use public transportation, why not? One, it's too expensive. Two, it takes too long to reach destinations. Three, service is not in my area. Four, service does not operate at times needed. Five, limited accessibility to routes and stops. Six, travel assistance is needed. Seven, all of the above. Eight, none of the above. Again, the question is, if you or your organization's clients do not use public transportation, why not? One, it's too expensive. Two, it takes too long to reach destinations. Three, service is not in my area. Four, service does not operate at times needed. Five, limited accessibility to routes and stops. Six, travel assistance is needed. Seven, all of the above. Eight, none of the above. Give me a few more seconds to submit your response. It looks like nearly 50% of you, almost half, selected all of the above. So a good number of reasons why you or your organization's clients are not using public transportation. I'm going to queue up another poll question. What are some of the unmet transportation needs for you or your client? One, travel assistance. Two, wheelchair accessibility. Three, door-to-door transportation. Four, weekday early morning and late night service. Five, weekend service. Six, accessibility to existing services, such as first mile, last mile. Seven, access to medical and employment locations. Eight, all of the above. Nine, none of the above. Again, the question, what are some of the unmet transportation needs for you or your clients? One, travel assistance. Two, wheelchair accessibility. Three, door-to-door transportation. Four, weekday early morning and late night service. Five, weekend service. Six, accessibility to existing services, first mile, last mile. So that means getting to the bus stop and getting back to your destination from that bus stop. Seven, access to medical and employment locations. Eight, all of the above. Nine, none of the above. And it looks like from the poll responses, 60%, over 60% are showing all of the above. So a good number of unmet transportation needs for you or your clients in your region. Just give me a few more seconds to submit your responses to this poll question. And that percentage is staying pretty true. All of the above is 60% of participants are saying that the top seven listed reasons are all unmet transportation needs. All right, another poll question. I'm going to run into the queue. Has lack of transportation options prevented you or your clients from doing any of the following? There's 10 choices here, so please wait for me to read through these 10 before you select your choice. Again, has lack of transportation options prevented you or your clients from doing any of the following? Shopping or personal errands, that's number one. Two, medical trips. Three, education. Four, seeking employment. Five, getting to work. Six, recreation or entertainment. Seven, agency services like healthcare and vocational services. Eight, all of the above. Nine, none of the above. Or zero, two or more of these choices. Again, the question, has lack of transportation options prevented you or your clients from doing any of the following? One, shopping or personal errands. Two, medical trips. Three, education. Four, seeking employment. Five, getting to work. Six, recreation or entertainment. Seven, agency services like healthcare and vocational services. Eight, all of the above. Nine, none of the above. Or zero, two or more of these choices. I'm going to give you a few minutes to continue to respond. Over 65% of you participants have chose all of the above. The lack of transportation options have prevented the majority of you in accessing or doing a good number of needs throughout your daily shopping, medical trips, education, seeking employment. So 60% have said all of the above, and 30% have said two or more of these choices. Just give me a few more seconds to finish up with your poll responses. All right, let's bring an individual live that has submitted a question through using the Star 3 feature. Somebody asked about transportation in her district that they are not coming door to door. Ms. Speed, I'm going to make you live and would like to have you ask your question to all participants. I'm hitting you live now.
Yes, I'm an elderly lady. I live in the country. The house is located about a half a block from the road, and I'm in LaFleur County. I use Kibosh, and they do not come door to door. They want me to meet them at the road, and I am too elderly to walk down that way. And I know that there's other ladies in my same situation.
Okay, so Kibosh is providing curb-to-curb service and not door-to-door service? Is that
right?
Do I understand that correctly? Okay.
They also don't allow the drivers to back up. And I live on a dead-end road, so they've got to back up.
Right. Okay. Absolutely. Thank you for your comment, Ms. Speed. ODOT staff is taking this comment down, recording it, and we'll be able to reach out to you to talk to you more about Kibosh and their requirements or service that they provide, either that being curb-to-curb versus door-to-door, as well as backing up.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And again, for everyone else out there participating on this town hall, please use that *3 feature if you have a comment or a question that we can address or look into and get back with you in the days to come. Okay, I'm going to continue on. The next few poll questions are directed toward identifying mobility barriers and recommending services to expand mobility options for the targeted population. I'm going to queue up this poll question for you all. Question is, what improvement would increase you or your client's use of public transportation or private transportation? Again, there are a good number of choices here, so please let me read through them before selecting your choice. What improvement would increase you or your client's use of public transportation or private transportation? 1, better service coverage. 2, lower fares. 3, better service hours. 4, more reliable service. 5, improved sidewalks and crosswalks. 6, more frequent service. 7, better information on services. 8, ability to schedule rides on shorter notice. Or 9, 2 or more of these reasons. Again, the question, what improvement would increase you or your client's use of public transportation or private transportation? 1, better service coverage. 2, lower fares. 3, better service hours. 4, more reliable service. 5, improved sidewalks and crosswalks. 6, more frequent service. 7, better information on services. 8, ability to schedule rides on shorter notice. Or 9, 2 or more of these reasons. All right, the high majority of responses are, I read 2 or more of these reasons, but it may be showing up as all of the above. So a good number of these choices are a reason for. I'm going to allow you a few more seconds to get your responses. Over 80% of you said all of the above or two or more choices. So good information. Thank you. I'm going to queue up the next poll question. Question is, what specific technology recommendations do you have to increase mobility for seniors and people with disabilities? 1, electronic fare payment. 2, website or communication and information availability. 3, green vehicles. 4, other. 5, none of the above. Again, the poll question, what specific technology recommendations do you have to increase mobility for seniors and people with disabilities? 1, electronic fare payment. 2, website and communication and information availability. 3, green vehicles, so environmentally sustainable vehicles like all electric or hybrid vehicles. 4, other. Or 5, none of the above. Again, this poll question is about technology recommendations to increase your mobility. Electronic fare payment, 2, website communication and information availability, so knowing where that information is and being able to access it and retrieve it and understand it. 3 would be green vehicles. 4 is other. Or 5 is none of the above. Give you a few more seconds to submit your choices. About a quarter of you right now are saying electronic fare payment, so not cash and coins. About half are saying all of the above, and over 30% are saying none of the above. So for those that are saying none of the above, if you can use your star 3 feature and submit a comment on why none of those would increase your mobility. Or for any voters that are saying other, please use that star 3 feature and submit a comment on what that other technology recommendation would be. And we're approaching some of the final poll questions. I'm going to queue up poll question number 15 for you all. And this question is, what specific service recommendations do you have to increase mobility for seniors and people with disabilities? There's 7 choices. 1, park and ride lots. 2, more vehicles to move people around. 3, mobility managers to help people understand how to use transportation services. 4, training events and equipment to ensure safety of the passenger. 5, other. 6, all of the above. 7, none of the above. Again, the question is, what specific service recommendations do you have to increase mobility for seniors and people with disabilities? 1, park and ride lots. 2, more vehicles to move people around. 3, mobility managers to help people understand how to use transportation services, four, training events and equipment to ensure safety of the passenger, five, other, six, all of the above, seven, none of the above. Give you a few more seconds. I'm only seeing a few of you respond. About the same percentage, around 35% are saying none of the above and are also saying more vehicles to move people around. So it's about getting more vehicles out there that are accessible to this client base and to the public rather than other features, other trainings, other mobility managers, park and ride lots. It's looking like many of yours are set on more vehicles. Just a few more seconds to let you finish up your responses. And Amy Hill has submitted a question that I'm going to make live, Amy. I'm making you live right now to ask your question. Hello, Amy.
You had on the previous question about technology. It was in regards to automated fare payment collection, but
yes.
Also along with that, I think the scheduling software is an integral piece to that. So that probably should have been maybe one of the options. I chose number four because that's something that I'm working towards.
Okay, absolutely, Amy. You're right, and we can include that in the future for scheduling software, and we'll use your comment to record that in the coordination plan and to make that a strategy and a recommendation to improve the mobility of seniors and people with disabilities. Good comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm still here. I'm just reading through some other questions that have been submitted, so please just give me a second, all. And Jane Lansall, you have a comment as well. I'm going to bring you live to provide your questions and comments. Okay, Jane, you are now live.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This may not be the venue for it, so my question is, where should I ask this question? I'm having some concerns about Muskogee County Transit Authority and my ability to get information from my clients who are blind and visually impaired. And some of them over 65 and some of them are not. But either way, sometimes I feel like Muskogee County Transit is actively encouraging people with disabilities not to use their service. And if you can point me in the right direction, I will go bother somebody else with that question if it's not appropriate in this venue.
We definitely are recording this and taking your question. So great question. What county are you? I heard the provider, but I didn't hear what county.
It's Muskogee County Transit Authority.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Some of the problems that we're having, it took me 2 months. They have a paratransit system there, and I called up and told them that I'm an orientation and mobility instructor, and I wanted to know if I'd be allowed to help clients fill out the paratransit applications the way I do in Tulsa County, or in Tulsa proper, actually. And they said, no, they've got to take them to their doctor. And I said, well, that's good. I'll go pick one up, and I'll take it to the client, and the client can take it to the doctor. It took me 2 months of calling before they could find one that they were willing to copy from me. And, of course, I took it back to my office and copied it. But I don't understand why, you know, I was coming to Muskogee every couple of times a month, and it was just a struggle to get them to let me come by their office and pick one up. I don't understand why that was so difficult. It was also a struggle to get a map out of them. I finally got that on the same day. But when I asked about the location of bus stops, I said, you know, what do your signs look like so we can drive around and look for them? And their response was, well, the drivers just kind of know where the stops are. And I said, so how are my blind clients going to locate these stops? Well, they just need to get on a bus and talk to the drivers. And I really didn't think that was a bit appropriate. I have a couple of clients in the Muskogee, right in the city of Muskogee, who could probably make use of the buses if we could, you know, get appropriate information out of them. But it seems like they just either don't want to give us the answers, don't have the answers that I expect from transit companies, that I've gotten from transit companies all over the country. And I think that maybe somebody needs to be alerted that Muskogee County is a very difficult transit system to use.
Okay, Jane, great information. I'm going to refer you to ODOT, Office of Mobility and Public Transit. An email address that you can use is transit@odot.org. But we also have your phone number and information now, too. So ODOT staff will be reaching back out to you, and I can see them coordinating and discussing this with you as well as with the transit provider to solve this issue, or at least figure out how to better the circumstances.
I sure do appreciate it. I've got that transit@odot.org written down. And then if you do have somebody call me, I will certainly appreciate it because I don't have a lot. Most of my clients are not in Region 4, but I have enough there that I feel like I have a concern for what's going to happen with them.
Absolutely. Yes, and we will have someone reach out to you. We have your phone number and name now, as well as your comments. So, and if you didn't mind, just go ahead and emailing that transit@odot.org just to duplicate efforts, so to speak, so that we have your information and we can get back to you as soon as possible, okay? Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
All right, and we have another commenter, Ruby Roberts, that I'm going to make live to talk about your comment, Ruby. Ruby, you are live.
We don't have anything electronic. All our communication has to be by the mail, and we have no information on all these services that are available.
Okay. Let me ask you, how did you find out about today's town hall? Someone called you and asked you to participate?
Yes.
Okay, great. And Ruby, we have your telephone number, and so we will ODOT will work with you. Kind of similar answer that I gave the last caller. We'll have somebody reach out to you and talk to you about the various services and point you in the right direction of what public and private transportation providers are out there in your service area to take advantage of and to be able to start getting transportation to your destinations that you need to go to.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ruby. Okay, everyone, our time's getting short. I have just a few more poll questions that I wanted to ask you before we ended this call. So I'm going to cue the next one up. and these are pretty straightforward. They're civil right questions that we are required to ask during any public meeting. So this first one is, what is your race? There are seven options. Number one, Native American. Number two, Black African American. Three, Asian Pacific Islander. Four, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish. Five, Caucasian or white. Six, other. Seven, choose not to respond. Again, the question is, what is your race? One is Native American. Two is Black African American. Three is Asian Pacific Islander. Four is Hispanic, Latino, Spanish. Five is Caucasian or white. Six is other. Seven is choose not to respond. Just give you a few seconds to record your choice, your answer. Okay, and the final poll question is being queued up right now. What is your gender? One is female, two is male, three is other, four is choose not to respond. And again, what is your gender? One, female, two, male, three, other, four, choose not to respond. Okay, just a few more items before we let you all go. Next steps. ODOT will update the draft regional coordination plan and provide stakeholders an opportunity to review and comment on the plan. And after receipt and review of these comments, ODOT will finalize the coordination plan for stakeholders to begin to use and implement. Stakeholders will use these initial recommendations and strategies to help break down barriers to mobility and expand transportation options for seniors and individuals with disabilities. And they will use this coordination plan as a foundation to build on new concepts, new recommendations, and new strategies and priorities to help expand mobility options for the 5310 population. There are some opportunities to continue this conversation. Please visit odot.org and or email transit@odot.org to continue to receive public transportation news and updates, as well as provide input on the 5310 program documents and plans. I am not seeing any other questions from participants in the queue, so I want to thank you for your participation today. ODOT very much appreciates your time and input. Take care. This town hall is now over. Thank you.